wrap up the week with our classroom pledge from the CCS East Valley School District second grade class from Mrs. Shillam.
News time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Cat missing for 7 years, founded a factory just 300 yards from their home.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the applause. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
It is news time indeed, and I start with this. Let's talk friendship. The average American man, according to a recent survey, has 8 friends total.
Okay.
Eight friends total, including 5 general friends,
mm-hmm.
3 close friends,
okay,
and 2
best friends. Oh, wow, okay.
Mm. So now, Warren, love to put you on the spot.
Who are
your 2 best friends?
Well, Bruce is one of them.
Well, he said right here, that's a pretty good choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, but
at least one.
I mean, for a long time, you always said he was your best friend, and I feel like he is.
Yeah.
But then you started getting a little too chummy with some of these coffee guys.
I've noticed.
Yeah, get him, Bruce.
Here's a way to look at that. Let's see the amount of texts that we're getting.
Oh my! Oh.
Let's go the text route.
Mm-hmm. It does say that on average, men will spend 4 hours a week connecting with their friends.
Well, I text Rick Broderick a lot, so
yes, you do.
Probably Rick.
Bruce is keeping track.
That was funny.
Bruce is keeping track over there.
Jealous with capital J.
Yeah, no doubt.
Is this a return thing, Bruce? Can you put Warren as a best friend?
Oh, I think so, yes.
Yes, okay. Thank goodness.
Felt like there was a lot of pressure there.
Thank goodness. That makes me happy. It is a close friend. 3 close friends.
Man.
Friends.
I feel like you guys have a lot more than the average.
Oh, man.
Because of your coffee deal. I mean, it's a lot of constant socializing.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah.
What do we call a close friend? Like somebody who you would tell more like private stuff too, or
I'd
whatever.
I'd say that's a best.
That's a best friend.
Yeah. A close friend is a guy that you'd call for help.
And
enjoy being around and stuff like that.
So, Warren,
would you and I?
Here we go.
Wouldn't you and I fall in the close friend category?
Oh, absolutely.
Call Kevin for help.
Yeah, well, you're my best friend.
Kevin,
you are my best friend.
So. Oh,
that's hurtful.
Yeah.
I've tried to be your best friend and you don't want to.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm just very closed off, Kevin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, come on. I thought Steve was your best friend.
Steve, do you have someone that you would classify as your best friend? I mean, I know you did in college and all of that stuff.
Sure, yeah.
It gets a little harder when you move away and you're not with them and all that good stuff.
Probably the girl at the mailbox.
Sounds like it.
She's the love of my life.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah, you might be the love of my life.
You might be.
Might be my forever, like the stamp on that envelope. Hey. How you doing? That's hilarious.
Hey, was that not creative, though?
By the way, I'm in 1B.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Too bad none of that is true.
Yeah. You're in 1B.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could be one.
Although I did say mail, huh? Getting the mail to someone a while back.
You did that.
That part was true.
Yeah.
So do you feel like your guys that were your best friends in college are still who you would maybe consider as a best friend?
No, I mean, I would consider them just to be close friends.
Close friends. Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah, that's...
They're close enough, yeah.
That makes sense.
Close
enough friends.
God, we got tons of close friends. I mean,
that's awesome. Average. I think that's awesome. Yeah. I'm not sure that's everybody's thing. In fact, I'm almost can guarantee you, not based on Kevin's survey, that you guys probably are twice as many or more than that even.
Just because
you go out and do that stuff.
Well, yeah, and then you help level out the people who don't have as many because you have so many, and then it's just like, hey, the average is 8 friends.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting.
It is.
Think about it, fellas, if you're out there, who are your friends? Put them in there, rank them.
rank them, and then send them and say, hey, by the way, congrats, you're number three, but you're looking good for number two.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Warren, when did you fall in Riverfront Park and hit your head and lose your sense of smell?
Kevin James.
In years, it was about 40... What year? 43 or 44.
Well, I wasn't asking Dave.
I know you weren't. Yeah. That's the best I got.
Do you know what year it was, maybe? That might be an easier way to know.
No.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app. Take us with you. Then, you know what? It's in your hand. It's in your pocket. It's in your purse, wherever it might be. And then you can listen just in case you don't have the radio.
Yeah.
Or maybe it got staticky or something, you know? Maybe you're driving through the pass and it's snowy and you can't get a signal. And you're like, I sure wish I had the Coyote Country app with me to make me feel a little bit more comfortable. It's supposed to snow like crazy this weekend.
What?
Yeah, and the pass is supposed to get like 2 feet. Oh, even here, it's supposed to get like
Which pass do we speak of?
Snoqualmie.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That one.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're going to get it 4th of July, et cetera, yeah, and all that, yeah, too. But
yeah, usually it doesn't snow on the 4th of July.
Hey-oh!
Poorly named pass.
Anyway. Or you can carry it around in your pocket and listen to it while you're working outside. Thank you.
Not the 4th of July pass.
No,
the,
but
not the app. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that the 4th of July pass in your pocket?
Questions? You may ask me questions.
No.
There are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Boy, we're proving that.
Was that a...
No. Don't worry about it.
All right. Okay.
Somebody on the text line wants to know, if you couldn't drink coffee in the morning, what would you drink? You coffee fellers?
Oh, post them. No, I'm kidding.
If you couldn't drink coffee, what would you drink, Warren? I mean, is it the temperature that you like, the warm liquid, Warren, or is it just, I mean, what is it? Or just coffee? You like the taste.
I like it, yeah. I just like it.
So now you can't drink it, so now what are you going to do?
Milk.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck?
That's talking about opposite,
Dave. Yeah, it is. That is totally opposite.
Oh, my goodness.
How about maybe a Pepsi?
Like a Diet Pepsi.
Yeah,
or
maybe
something.
A Pepsi Cola. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Coffee's hot.
So yeah.
Well, I know.
So,
I
Bruce,
know.
You're going to drink something hot no matter what.
Tea.
Yeah.
I was just going to say tea.
Some kind of tea would be all right.
Warm milk.
Warm milk. Really get up and get going for the day.
Yeah. Put you right back to sleep. Nasty.
Monty, if you can't drink coffee or...
Oh, I guess it would have to be tea, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. If you want it hot, you know, you have to do that.
How about hot cocoa?
No.
That would you could do that too.
Yeah. Be all right.
It feels like that's kind of a snuggly kind of like, you know, chill out kind of.
Yeah.
A survey yesterday that said if you drink apple cider...
Ooh, that's a good one.
Apple cider will calm all of your nerves and like relieve stress within 5 minutes.
Wow.
So everybody's excited.
Yeah.
I need to start bringing...
I don't know if I still have that, Kevin.
And if it doesn't work, the worst thing that's happened is you've had
apple cider. Right, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, that's... I need to bring some of that in. Mm. I'm going to brew up some of that.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, would you drink apple cider?
Sure.
Okay. The level of excitement was incredible, wasn't it, guys? Let's give him a round of applause.
That's kind of his go-to, isn't it?
Sure. I mean, I don't have to drink it.
I mean, if you don't run it, I'm not going to give it to you.
What do you drink in the morning in there?
Thank you, Warren.
No, I'm being
half a thing of orange juice.
Yeah. No. I switched to apple.
Yeah. Oh,
goodness. Oh. Yeah, and some water.
Mixed demeanor. Well, no, I mean that.
Apple juice is so spicy, he has to dilute it.
I just sought for more fluids, maybe.
Oh, my heavens.
Not mixed, no.
Okay, all right, okay.
When's the last time you had any sort of new food? You get in a rut, and you go, and you're like, oh, you don't tend to, as you get older, try new stuff. Kevin, have you had any new food lately? Something you're like, man.
Jay, I feel like I have, and I got to think of what it was, because I feel like I had the conversation where like, man, I never had that, but that was good.
It is just weird how you tend to not try as much new stuff. You found stuff you like, so of course you're going to stick with it. Warren, did you try something new?
Yeah, on the ship when we were on our cruise.
Oh, that's a great place for it.
Yeah.
Great.
What was it?
Well, it's in the little, they serve in the, was it?
Sushi?
Snails?
Escargot.
Ooh. Is that snails? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Gross. Escargot. It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah.
I can't believe you tried it.
I know.
Did you know what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
He brought us out 2 dishes of it, and he says, you want to, you know, because it was on the menu.
Sure.
We go, no, I don't know. So he brought some out. And God, Lori and I, we really enjoyed it.
Good for you for trying it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Were they still in the shell? You had to break them out of the shell.
Nope. And they had a nice butter sauce on them. And
yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of like the when you're a kid, it's if you like ketchup, it's the ketchup theory. You just put ketchup on it, and then you're fine.
Sure. Yeah.
So put butter sauce on it, suddenly it's good.
Yeah.
Have you tried anything new, Monty?
I wouldn't say a new... No, I...
No escargot at your house?
No, I would say the kind of the similar items repackaged, if you will, redone in a different way. Like we had this interesting taco casserole last night that was actually incredible.
Nice.
But I already like taco meat. I know that's a go in.
Exactly, yeah. Right. But still, so, it was still counts as new. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, not as extreme as Warren, but yeah.
We try new recipe. I mean, all kinds of new recipes and stuff.
I like that.
Yeah. One man's escargot is another man's tacos of casserole.
That's right.
I don't know if that's really true.
All right, Bruce. Have you tried something new?
Well, we got a pot that you cook chicken in.
Yeah.
Crock pot?
Well, it's not a crock pot. It's a
roaster.
A roaster type thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it does cook chicken different.
All right. Oh, okay.
And I actually like it.
So, okay, so does it come out like with a crunchy outside?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Nice and crunchy.
Jeez Louise.
But the inside's really nice
and moist. And yeah.
Is it an air fryer?
Maybe that's what it is. Okay. Yeah, air fryer.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Yeah.
Did it cook it pretty quick, Bruce?
I don't know. I didn't cook it.
That's a dumb question, Jay.
You know what? That's on me. I apologize.
Yes, it is. That's on me.
That was real dumb. I apologize.
I mean, this was the new one that I just did the other day. Was some cauliflower wings, basically.
Oh.
Now.
Like spicy?
No, I just went with whatever I had, which was I put garlic on them and Parmesan.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
So just loaded them
like
up,
that.
Threw them in there. They were delicious.
And you did that from just because you walked into your kitchen, saw spices, and went, this is it.
Yeah, no, I had the cauliflower, and I'm like, I want to try that. I've never done the cauliflower wings before, or, you know, what it. And so I just did it, and I liked it. Yeah, they were great.
So nice. We are heading into try new things season.
Well, yeah.
With Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up.
Yeah, I feel like this is the time. You're more likely to cook. You're more likely to try stuff. You see recipes.
Well, no, I'm saying you go to the family gathering and somebody's brought that one casserole. Nobody knows what the heck it is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You can't identify
you're
it.
You're like, oh, I'll give it a try. What is that?
Hey, Aunt Jenny, what is in there? Oh, I put peas and cat hair. Oh, cool.
That Aunt Jenny.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I have to leave the show a little early today.
Today?
Oh. Yeah.
Like, what's early?
Don't let the door hit you.
Kevin James.
I think I got to leave about 10 to 9.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sad now on the inside.
I have a 9:15 a.m.
Why don't you give yourself a little extra? Leave it 8.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, let's get a look at some entertainment news here. Brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. CMA's next week. We'll be broadcasting live from Music Row in Nashville next week, brought to you by R&R RV. And the CMA show is on Wednesday. More announcements of who will be singing on the CMA show. Are you ready?
Sure.
Jelly Roll is going to be on stage with Brooks and Dunn.
Jay, I wanted to ask you about that today. You played the new Blake Shelton.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, the new Brooks and Dunn.
The reboot.
Reboot album came out. The second one, yeah. And that was the song I was most interested in. Jelly and Brooks and Dunn singing Believe.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm assuming that's what they're doing on the show.
That is correct.
And, I would love to hear that one.
That's going to be good. You want to hear a piece of it, Kevin? I can.
Yeah, if you have it, Jay, I'd just love to hear what it sounds like.
I mean, it's Jelly Roll, and it's Brooks and Dunn, and it's from the Reboot 2 album.
Finding more and more truth, the words written in red, they tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. Oh, I believe.
That's a tall task for that song
because
Ronnie's so good.
Oh gosh, yeah.
When Ron, and I'm assuming Ronnie comes in after that.
I think it's that verse.
Just later, I was off at college. Talking to mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip. The ins and outs
He gets to the
gosh, it's crazy.
Give me chills.
Yeah, because that's a hard one. Like, how do you do that? Because you're singing with Ronnie. There's no way you want to outdo him or disrespect him. But Jelly just stuck to what Jelly sounds
like. Yeah, you kind of got to make it your
own. I like
own.
That. Yeah,
both did very well on it.
Yeah, because you're right, Kevin. If you just try to, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to emulate Ronnie. You're not.
Do you know if they sing together? Do they harmonize it?
Don't know the chapter or the verse. Take me to church.
You can't tell me this all ends in a slow ride in a hearse.
Wow.
Okay. I mean,
I love
so them. It's pretty bad, actually.
So where this was on what?
This is on Reboot 2. It's all Brooks and Dunn songs that then are sung by other country artists.
Oh,
yeah, and they had did a first album with that, and it was really great.
Yeah.
And then they just thought, man, we were having so much fun with that. We wanted to do more of it.
Wow. Yeah.
So we get Reboot 2, and it was out last night. So it's...
So Jelly and Brooks and Dunn are going to sing that on... the award show next Wednesday. Yeah.
Awesome.
Very, very cool. Other performances,
Megan
Maroon.
If Jelly cries?
Oh, he's going to cry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He'll cry for
just
sure.
Just making sure.
Yeah, no doubt about
just
it.
Just making sure.
Oh, yeah. Luke Combs will sing Ain't No Love in Oklahoma. That's his current one. Of course, Megan Maroney will sing her current Am I Okay? Kelsey will sing her current one with Noah Kahan, Cowboys Cry 2. What else we have? Bailey Zimmerman. Cody Johnson is going to sing with Eric Church.
Oh, that's a weird combo.
Mm-hmm. They will not. Actually, you know what? They may have written that incorrectly. They might not be performing together. They kind of left it up in the air. But they aren't going to say what they're performing, at least at this point.
Gotcha.
And then Post and Lainey and Shabuzi are already announced to sing. Always have everybody. It's just such a great. Everybody kind of jumps in on the CMAs to perform. So looking forward to it. What else did I want to say? Oh, yeah, by the way, Blake, you know, his new song's out today, Texas. We played that a little earlier. He said that he hadn't really felt about, you know, he has been a couple of years since he had his own, a single out just with him.
Oh, really?
And he said, you know, it was actually Post Malone that got me back into it because Post got him in the studio. You know, they sang their song together. And then he's like, I got in the studio and started realizing, man, I miss the studio. And
that's good.
Next thing you know, because, you know, they did Pour Me a Drink. He and Post Malone did. And he's like, man, after that, I was like, I got to get my own stuff out.
Well,
so he went right back in. And he had songs ready to go. You know, it wasn't like he had to search out songs. But then he was like, I just need to do it now. I'm feeling the vibe, baby.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I can see that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
all about the vibes.
It's all about the vibe. And what would be your can you give me one artist that would be on your Mount Rushmore of country music, Kevin? All time. We could do an all-timer and then maybe like a more recent timed.
Well, I mean, Garth is going to be on there.
I feel like that's a good call, yeah.
Can't argue with
Miranda
that.
Miranda started this year about a little while back. Somebody asked her the question. I mean, it's an old bit, but she did the Emmylou, George, Merle, and Willie.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one where it's so hard to argue. Warren, you like older country.
Oh, yeah.
Who would be your older country? Like, you know, with the Mount Rushmore, you can only pick four. It's like the best four of all time.
The Hag. Merle Haggard.
Yep.
Definitely be there.
I could see that.
Yeah. And, right now he's still there, Willie Nelson.
Yeah, you love Willie, yeah.
I do. He's written so many good songs.
Does it seem like you have to be able to say just their first name and then they get on there?
That's...
Yeah.
A great point.
You know, it's like if you have to give the full name, probably not. I mean, Emmylou, George, Merle, and Willie, I think you know who we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be hard for me not to put George on there, too, because sometimes I just forget. And then you go back and you, like, listen to George Strait's 61 Hits or whatever it is, that album.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And you listen to and you're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's just that stinking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think George should be up there.
I just Googled it, and here's the four that just came up. And I don't know where this came from. This just came up. I think it might even be AI-generated.
Oh.
Johnny.
Cash.
Mm-hmm. Loretta.
Lynn.
And both Georges.
Oh.
Okay.
George Strait, George Jones. So there you go. And so there's always a fight on that. But anyway, and then I saw Coe Wetzel. He's kind of a new guy. He came out and he said, how about if I do my Mount Rushmore without including just country music, but all time?
Oh, boy.
Woo.
Oh, get out of here.
George Strait, Frank Sinatra, Kurt Cobain, and Eminem.
Yeah, I mean,
whoa.
That becomes very hard when you start doing that.
Almost impossible, yeah. It's hard enough
with country.
hard enough within one genre, yet alone to do a mix like that. All right, well, there's your entertainment news for today. Well done, fellas. Thank you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce and I aren't married, but I know that he's going to go for the lemon poppy
seed. Lemon poppy seed, Bruce?
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah.
he's your work wife.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Steve, do you think I'm a patient man?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Bruce, do you think?
Oh yeah, pretty much. Somebody's got to be around here.
Yeah. Guys, let's play a little game of match game.
Match game.
Warren. No.
Oh, and I did. Okay. I started that. I gave them to him.
Putting those back. Sorry.
Who handed Warren something that distracted?
I did.
You know, minus one.
Okay. That's fair. That was just dumb on my part.
Two little white straws, and I was.
Yeah, you were putting them in your nose and in your ears, and I'm like.
And he put them back in there?
They're okay.
They're okay.
Huh. Nasty.
Kevin, let's do a little match game. You give us the match game sentence, we fill in the blank, and then we'll see if we match.
Any matches today? Yeah. Well, let's go, guys. Jay is an empty nester now.
Mm-hmm.
How empty is it?
He said he loves it so much, but he really misses the kids when they would help with blank.
Oh, yeah. Write down, and you know, if you match somebody else, we'll give you points. Points are Willie and Nilly. Steve, you get to play as well.
We're going
to
lock in here. We're locking in. Right.
Let us know when you're in, guys.
I'm in.
Right. I'm in.
Okay, here we go. Jay is an empty nester now. He really loves it. Except, he says, I miss when the kids would help with blank.
What do you got, Brewster?
Oh, me. Walking the dog.
Oh, yeah. It's so great at it. Really good at it. Yeah. What do you got, Warren?
Working on the lawnmower.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. So handy. So handy.
Making fun of mom or go hand in hand with putting mom in check.
Oh, my goodness.
Yikes.
Whoa.
Dangerous.
Steve, what did you say? Go ahead, just yell it.
Dishes.
Oh, yeah. Dishes.
What did you say, Jay?
I said spending my money.
Hey
Jay, I said emptying your wallet.
Thank you, match. Kevin. High five.
Yeah,
it's like we've done a show together.
Well,
1 million
next.
To nothing. I'm in the lead.
Kevin has had pneumonia real bad.
How bad is it?
It was so bad he coughed up a lung, but he said that wasn't surprising, but what was surprising is when he coughed up a blank.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Coughed it right up.
I got it. I'm in.
Me too.
I'm in. Everybody's writing down there. Writing down their answers. Yeah.
Got it.
I got it.
Kevin has had pneumonia.
Proving it now.
He coughed up a lung. That wasn't too surprising, but what was surprising is when he coughed up a blank.
What'd you say, Steve?
A donut.
That's a good answer. Good answer. What'd you say, Monty?
I'm not going to say my original answer. I'm going to say asphalt.
Okay. He took on the role of Max there, apparently. I'm not going to say my original answer.
Yeah. That sounds like you had a good one.
I did.
What did you say, Warren?
He coughed up a coyote.
A coyote. Oh, like Charlie. That was a good one. Warren, I like your answer. Bruce?
Just some old Halloween candy corn.
Oh. I said you were really surprised when he coughed up a two-humped camel.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
I just said toaster.
Yeah.
Oh, he coughed up a toaster.
No matches. I'm still up 1 million to nothing.
Yeah.
See how we do in round three.
Producer Steve is so excited to go to Nashville.
How excited is he?
He just says, guys, I can hardly sleep. I can't wait to blank.
Say that again.
Producer Steve in Nashville. He says he's so excited to go to Nashville. He just can't wait to blank.
Yep, I'm in.
I'm in.
Yep, I got it.
I am in.
Okay. What did you say, Steve? Let's see what your blank is. Can't wait to go to Nashville. And what was it? How's it phrased again, Kevin?
He just says he can't wait to go. He's so excited, he can't wait to blank.
Can't wait to blank.
Load that phone with some digits.
Load the phone with some digits.
Yeah, I didn't put that, Jay.
I didn't. What'd you put,
Monty? See if we get a match.
Oh, I say go to his hangout spot, the post office.
Go to his post office. See if there's any girls getting mail.
That's it.
Yeah. I guess to get more digits.
Yeah, well, that's technical. You know what? I'm going to give you half a point on that, Monty.
Okay, so I'm up to a negative half.
Yes, because you started in the hole for being the kind of guy who gives Warren toys. Yeah. Warren, what did you have?
An animated bucking horse.
An animated bucking horse.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, yeah.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Mechanical then. Mechanical.
There you go.
Okay.
What do you say, Bruce?
I said the Tennessee two-step.
Can't wait to Tennessee two-step. Baby.
There you go.
Oh, that was the best.
That should be fun. I don't know.
Is that code for something?
I don't know, but it sounds fun.
I don't know. I said sit in his hotel room and do nothing by himself.
Yeah!
Is that a match, Kevin?
Maybe, because I said he can't wait to disappoint.
Oh, that's brutal, but I like it.
One and a half to negative half to nothing.
Let's see. We got time for one more.
One more round. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Monty, he fell off a ladder yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
And he fell right on his bottom.
Mm-hmm.
He was very lucky not to get hurt worse. But he said this morning he woke up and his blank hurt.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, man, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Fell off his ladder. Monty, you really were lucky you didn't get hurt.
That was a miracle.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there's some...
About 10 feet up, he falls right on his bottom.
And then, jeez.
But this morning he woke up and his blank hurt.
Yeah.
What do you say, Bruce?
His nose hurts.
His nose?
I didn't even land on my nose.
I wanted to see if anybody remembered how we do.
I almost had a match for that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I did not. Allow you to do that.
What do you say, Warren?
I said tonsils.
Tonsils hurt. Yeah. What'd you say, Steve?
Jeez.
Ego.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Steve, you and I. Look at this right there. You see that right there? Ego. Yeah, we matched. Yeah, it's ego. Yeah, that's half a million points right there.
It is.
What'd you say, Monty?
I did say two things, but the first one was ego.
Right. Well, yeah, there you go.
Nice. And the second was my sense of direction.
Oh, gosh, no.
Up is down, down is up.
I almost said sense of smell based on the fact that when Warren fell and hit his head, he lost his.
I did.
Right. Imagine how hard you would have to hit your head. Never mind.
Oh, hey, now.
guys, I just said that even his bottom rung hurt.
Oh, it's ladder humor.
I get it.
That's ladder humor.
I get it. Still dumb, though.
Yeah. And that's how you play the match game, fellas. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah,
run.
Nicely done. You know what I mean, Monty.
Yeah, I do. I got to play your games, Jay.